96 Kicks is Lincoln's country leader at 96.9 FM. Allison Krauss, when you say nothing at all. It is 947. We have 57 degrees. As we mentioned earlier this morning, we are proud to have joining us on our show Lincoln native Sergeant First Class Trevino Copeland, who is currently serving in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom in Baghdad, Iraq.
Talk about long distance.
Good morning, Sergeant Copeland.
Good morning.
We do want to note here that there's going to be a little bit of a delay so in our conversation here because he is calling from Iraq. And Sergeant Copeland has three tours in Iraq, two in Afghanistan since 2001. And well, we're going to visit with Sergeant Copeland a little bit this morning about how things have changed from his first deployment to his current deployment. So, Sergeant Copeland, what are some of the biggest changes that you've seen now on this last tour?
More of the Iraqis taking a lead on a lot of things that are going on outside. There's more of a presence of them on the streets versus the Americans on the street.
Do you feel like perhaps that you're a little bit more accepted on this tour than maybe on previous tours by the Iraqi citizens?
Yes, ma'am. I think we are more of accepted at this time because they're starting to see we're in more of a support role and less of us taking a lead on a lot of things.
So when you're working with the people there, you said they've taken more of a role now in their own protection. What are some of the main things that you really had to work on with their armies? Or, you know, what were they the weakest in?
I'm not really sure with that, ma'am. I work more with the contractors and trying to help build the infrastructure. I work in logistics. But I think that was more of a, they weren't used to some of the things that we did. So we helped them with their police force and military dealing with their civilian population.
So you said you're working with the contractors there. Do you have to be careful with, you know, especially on the rebuilding, on how you do things so it's acceptable to their lifestyle? Are they pretty open to suggestions and the plans that are being presented to them?
Yes, ma'am, they are. And we try to spread the work out amongst a lot of people to help build up the economy. So you don't want to sit there and give one job to one person every time. You want to try to spread it out and try to boost the economy that way.
Well, obviously, since this is your third deployment there, you are definitely a great patriot and a believer in the work that's being done there. You know, there are those people who have said, you know, we need to let them do things for themselves and not try to tell them what to do or be the leader, but obviously you've seen that this has really helped them.
Yes, it has, ma'am. I'm a firm believer in that.
So what drew you to military service, too? Because 20 years, is that as long as you've been doing this now?
Yes, ma'am. 19. I'm coming up on my 20th year now.
So what has drawn you to stay with the military? What are some of the things that, you know, first, because there are a lot of young graduates now. I mean, the job economy here certainly isn't that bright, and they are, they're considering military service. So what would you say to those people about being in the military?
Right now, this is a real historical time. So, I mean, to me, that's what I look at. I'm getting to be involved in something that's going to be talked about for a long time. And the people that you work with, the on a daily basis, I mean, they keep you motivated, and that's what made me want to do this for so long.
And I know that part of your job is to make sure that the people over there have all the necessary equipment it needs. Is that difficult at this time, or is it pretty easy to get the things that you need over there to help that country?
It's pretty easy at this time. We plan ahead for a lot of things, so it's not difficult at all.
Would you say, Sergeant Copeland, that you've seen, you've already seen some of the heaviest fighting over there, and now things are getting a lot better?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I think the heavy fighting is over with, and things are getting a lot better over here.
And do you feel like now you've gone from being a leader we as the U.S. have gone more from being a leader to being of assistance to those people there?
Yes, ma'am. I think we're more of assistance now.
Okay. Well, we certainly appreciate the service that you have given over there. Again, you said you've been there for 20 years, and obviously you're a firm believer in what we're doing over there, and the, you know, you've sort of detailed the progress with us that we've made over there, and we wish you the best of luck and safety too.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Sergeant First Class Trevino Copeland. Again, currently serving an operation of Iraqi Freedom in Baghdad, Iraq. Three tours in Iraq, two in Afghanistan since 2001. So, yeah, definitely a supporter. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.